Blog Talk Radio.
My dear beloved, praise God indeed, praise God. I know it's been a minute since I've been on the air doing Blog Talk Radio. Nonetheless, I am so thankful to the Most High God, Yah, and His wonderful only begotten beloved Son, Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Yes, it is a privilege, it is a pleasure to be in the Lord God, to be in the body of the Son, to be just alive and well in the right mind, and once again, to be back on Blog Talk Radio. I took some time off, kind of like in a wilderness experience, handling some issues, some things, and I didn't feel it appropriate to do the blog while I was in the midst of that experience. But certainly it was one in striving to do right, to do righteous. I wasn't struggling with sinful issues, that old man. I was not struggling with that, and I only give credit to Yah through His Holy Spirit with that. But just some other life issues and things that was strategically designed from Satan, just to trip a brother up, trip a man up. You know, the children of God, the devil is relentless. And he don't, you know, for that matter, he just don't give up. And that's one of the ways you can know if you're on the right course, is the adversary and the opposition you are getting, the attacks you're under. But you do have to make sure that you're not living in sin, you know. And you do have to examine yourself, as I do, and make sure that I'm not living in sin in a sense of just indulging in it. Do I miss the mark? Which sin is miss the mark? Yes, but it's not a lifestyle. It's not something that I just take pleasure in and I practice. So, you know, you examine yourself and you make sure that your life is circumspect with the word of Yah, and then you understand where the attacks are coming from and why they are coming. You know, it's a beautiful thing if we're getting chastised by Yah. You know, He chastens those He loves. But it's not a good thing when that devil is interfering with our life and our progress in the Lord, and it begins a way that that Yah strengthens us. He strengthens our faith, and we become encouraged, and it gives a greater testimony because it demands that we go deeper in the faith, you know. And so Yah would allow these happenings to take place to only strengthen our relationship with Him, to only strengthen our faith, our resolve, you know, to only keep us encouraged and realize that He's the one that we can trust in and believe in, and that what He has promised us, what He has said in His word, it is true. You know, He would never leave us nor forsake us. That is true, even when it may appear that He's nowhere around. But trust and believe, Yah is around. I know that from my own life experience with my children, playing hide and seek with them when they were young, and hiding somewhere or letting them go off somewhere and play, and then they look around and they don't see me. And that fear comes over them, being in the atmosphere or environment that they're not used to. But little do they know, Daddy got his eye on them. You know, they're the apple of my eye, and I got my eye on them. And if anyone were to come, or anything were to come and to harm them, they would see me spring out of action with all might and power to save them, even if it cost me my own life. And so Yah is like that, and He did it for us. To the degree of the life that was in Yeshua, took His own Son life that we may live. However, He resurrected Him. So all these other gods that people want to serve and want to bow down to, they can't compete with the Most High God, none above Him. He's the finality. He crushed all others, all other gods. And so it is a blessing to be in service and to bow down and serve the God of the Hebrews, the true and living God, as the Bible, the Holy Scriptures would record, you know. So with that being said, I am thankful I turned 50 years old today. Today is my birth date, October 21st. I was born in 1967. I don't do birthdays per se, but I am 50 years old on this date today. You know, so I joined the 50 Club, and I believe that I'm in good company with that. And then, so I am just grateful to Yah. But saints, I tell you, it is hard pressed out here. You talking about good versus evil, and good may appear to have an edge, but I am telling you that in this day and time, especially, my pet peeve is racism. I hate racism. That's on a social level. On a more personal level, I hate and despise sexual perversion with regard to sodomy, a man with another man. I despise that as a man. It is so offensive. It is so injurious. It is so insulting to me that a man would feminize another man in a sexual encounter, demean that man. I just don't get it. I would never accept it as being natural. I would never accept it for anything that they try to make it out to be. I make it out to be what the scriptures say, what Yah says. And he said it's abominable and it's detestable. And so that's how I feel. I love what Yah loves and I hate what he hates. You know, especially when the revealing comes to me. If I'm not sure about something, I may lean to my own understanding in it. That may not be the right way, but until Yah reveal it to me, that's all I have to rely on. But certainly he has not revealed to me that a man can lay with another man, nor has he revealed to me that these Caucasian Christian, racist Christians are right, are righteous, are right in their era of hatred towards his people, our people, black people here in America, natural born citizens here, and how it is coming out during the presidency of Trump. George Bush was in the war and the violence with regard to coming in with a sledgehammer, opening the 21st century in such a war and violence with the lie about Saddam Hussein and then the Iraqi war that they use chemical weapons as a pretext to go and invade that country, only to be a lie, to find out that it is a lie. And then he goes in his glory days, and then Barack Obama comes after him. And the Barack Obama characteristic was the sexual perversion. You know, he the one that said that in his administration to allow the government to acknowledge a man marrying another man or a woman marrying another woman. And so Barack Obama, Bush was destruction. Barack Obama, these are primary characteristics. Okay, and then there are secondary characteristics as well, and we'll find out that thread through all of them is violence, is strictly violence. That is the nature of the beast of this nation as a whole. So Barack Obama had the sexual perversion, you know, the marriage, and just a flagrant, outright denial of God and his righteous order in a man and a woman, and marriage instituted by God. It is God's establishment. That this man defied God and said that in his power that it's okay for a man to be married to another man, which is not okay, and it can't be, it can't happen, at least not in heaven. That's a death sentence from God, that he will render and execute the sentence. But then we got Trump, and the primary characteristic of Trump is racism. And man, if the children of the devil are not arising and they're taking off their smiling faces, they're taking off their fakeness, and they're coming out, and it's just really becoming more openly prevalent. It has always been there. Let's make no mistake about it. Racism has always been in America. It is as American as apple pie. Violence is as American as apple pie. You know, these are traditional. These are interwoven into the fabric of this nation. And so that America can't be nothing other than who she is. You know, a leopard can't change its spots. Black people, you know, born this way with our complexion, we can't change that. And if we do, we become foolish. And because you do have some that would change their complexion by bleaching their skin, you know, but in all things being natural, that doesn't happen. The scripture said an Ethiopian can't change his skin color, and we're the same skin color as Ethiopians, you know, as well as a leopard can't change his spots. But what I learned about America, see, this nation, and primarily the Caucasian, Christian Caucasian Americans, they've been cursed in a way that far exceeds what God had cursed his people for their disobedience and putting them in subjection to a most vile, to a very vile, a very vicious, a very violent oppressor, such as we have here as Black Americans, the true Hebrew Israelites. Let's make no mistake about it. There is no other people on the planet that fit the scriptures that outlines in detail the characteristics and what the true children of Israel would go through. The only people on the planet that don't have a home, have no real trace of country that had, you know, because it has been wiped away, really don't have a homeland other than what we know in America, where we're not welcomed by people who came and illegitimately establish a nation outside of their European nation by taking the land from the indigenous people and claiming it as their own. And these people, these were Christians. They were Caucasian Christians, Europeans. And this has been their MO. They always stole, they always kill, they always destroy in order that they can get ahead, in order that they can be supreme. You know, it was not God granted to them. And because they were able to do it with such ease, because humanity had seen nothing like what this beast came in the name of Yeshua, they came in the name of Jesus, and that name is so powerful that they subdued the indigenous people. And while they had an opportunity to preach the gospel and its truth that would exalt Yeshua and that would exalt the Most High God, they instead use it as a means to disarm the indigenous people and then come behind and utterly destroy, decimate the people and the community, the land and all, in order that they can be established. And they do this to this day. You know, you kind of see this in gentrification going on across America. They're sweeping the inner cities. And I truly believe that the drug epidemic was part of the plan, that they would burn us out, they would drug us out, in their 30-year plan or whatever amount of time. But the end result was, once they decimate the communities because the people are in jail, they're on drugs, they're unemployed, they're out of their mind, they're sick and all of this, then as they have the people weakened, then they can come in and redevelop the communities that they, you know, strategically design and social engineering to be decimate like it is, and then they can come and redevelop it. And we had gentrification, and now all of a sudden these same impoverished and desolate communities are flourishing, you know, and they're vibrant, and it's just speaks volumes as to the wickedness and the evil of a nation that prides itself to be of Yeshua the Messiah, but has none of his characteristics. They just use his name, and they use it in vain. They use his name for profit. They use it for gain. They use it to make merchandise of people. It is strictly the love of money. And this is why the scripture teaches us that the love of money is the root of all evil. And so all that is happening in the world, see, America owns up, has to own up to all that is happening in this world, because she prides herself as a superpower. She prides herself as the world leader. All the nations want the dollar. They want to be accepted of America. They want the prosperity of America. And so America has to own the responsibility, has to own the accountability that comes with the state of this world. She doesn't want to do that. She wants to be in a position of God only to retain God's power, dominion, and authority, but she don't want the characteristics of God, which is love, which is grace, which is mercy, which is justice, which is peace. And this is what is so disheartening. This is what is clear and evident in understanding the Antichrist. The Antichrist, in a sense that he is not the one that is against Christ and saying that I don't believe in the Son of God. We're not dealing with that Antichrist. We're dealing with the Antichrist that want to come in a person of Yeshua the Messiah, meaning that they would acknowledge that Jesus Christ, as they would say, as the Christians call him Jesus Christ, the Christians acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, is the Son of God, died for their sins. But then once they acknowledge that, then they live in sin that is unsatiable, or an insatiable appetite. Can never get enough of sin and the greed. The more they get, the more they want. I'm very unhappy. I'm speaking primarily with Caucasians, Christian Caucasians. And then we would have secondary, the people that look up to them, all the nations of the earth for that matter. They are secondary, you know, because they want to be appealing. They want to be like what America has shown to be success, to be freedom and liberties. And, you know, Yeshua died for our sins. You know, we make no mistake about that. He died for our sins to set us free. The Son of Yah died for us in order that we may be free from the power of sin and be in true liberty, be in true freedom, freedom of righteousness, freedom of holiness, and free to be godly. These attributes and these characteristics, this way of life, this character we can have of Yeshua. He died for us. Now we got Satan's children that send his sons and even daughters off to wars, and now his citizens as a whole off to wars to shed their blood and to die, and they will never be resurrected in the sense that Yeshua was, but he sent them off to die, that we may have liberty, so-called liberties and freedoms, to sin. The sin that Yeshua died for and was resurrected to get us out of, his bloodshed to get us out of the sinful nature of man, that we got Satan's children that die and shed their blood, that send their men and women off to war to die in order that the people can live in sin, relish in sin, enjoy sin, entertain sin, every essence of sin they can have as their pleasure. So it behooves us to pay attention in this day and time. So you, once again, you go into these racists, man, and from law enforcement, the courts, they are open, they are blatant about it, they have no qualms whatsoever. You know, there are a few instances in the radio that have come up with regard to things going on in the world, in America, the world of America, that is. You know, there was an article where just the other day, and they're doing this, and like I said, we're dealing with a mentally sick, a demented, a deranged people. See, you can't have... You got to be careful with the scriptures in the name of Yeshua, because if you don't use it properly, it would come against you, and it would destroy you. It would destroy your mind. It would destroy your soul. And all who believe in you and trust in you, and receive of your spirit that has now been made deranged, they're going to have the same deranged spirit. And so what I mean is these Caucasians, they are sick in their mind. They are mentally ill. They are sociopaths. They are psychopaths. They are delusional. They are deceived in their service of Satan as his servants and children of the devil. Not children of the devil because they got a different skin tone or a different complexion. That don't make you a child of the devil. Because their hair is different. I'm not saying that they're devils because of that. I'm just going to hate on them because they have pale skin or they have pink skin or, you know, the color of skin that they have that is not melanated like brown and black people. It has nothing to do with it. I'm not into racism in that sense or in any sense. I'm just not into racism. I'm of the belief that humanity comes from God, but now when I see the behavior of these people and the way they think and in their process of thinking, how deceived they are, how delusional they are, then I begin to question their sense of humanity. I feel them just going to be honest from what I'm seeing now in this modern day time in 2017 with these Caucasians that have bought into Donald Trump and his racist spirit. And now they're feeling pride in their Make America Great Again is a code for the racism that I have to kind of rethink some things in regards to who and what are these people, you know, because they respect the life, they no fear of God, their ability to lie and to create chaos and to create turmoil and dangers and use it as a pretense to do the evil that they purpose to do. They got this mentality that out of their evil, good shall come, and they believe this lie. And Satan is most effective in using Caucasian Christians in promotion and advertisement and in marketing everything that is not like God, everything that is ungodly, and they have a way of putting a spin on it to make it appealing, to make it acceptable. I hate to be telling this truth on a class of people, but then I love the truth and I got to tell it. So I got mixed feelings because as a nation, as a whole, not dealing with individuals, talking about individuals, but I'm talking about as a nation, as a people, as a whole, something is terribly wrong, and the terribly wrong is the hatred. It has short-circuited their spiritual being and what should have been when Yeshua was accepted of them. But their greed and the hatred has short-circuited that the Holy Spirit cannot work through them, so they are attached to, they are connected to the God of this world, Satan, and he uses them most effectively. Because their ideal of white supremacy, their ideal of white power, their ideal of white privilege, and their skin is so thin, just like the natural sense of where their skin is so thin that the blood can be seen in their skin. They can't take anything. They can dish it real well, but they can't take it. And they're so paranoid of losing power, of losing a position, of losing privilege, that by any means necessary, they're going to retain it, even if it means they fight against everything they believe, they come against every law they establish, even if it means it comes against their God. And this is the danger, because you're going to force God to utterly destroy you without mercy, particularly for what you've done to his people and continue to do. So you had in some school, you know, some city called Bridgewater, you know, school administration had apologized because a teacher with two Caucasian students, and they're doing some type of history lesson. But she got two Caucasian children with her arms around them, and then the children have ropes around the neck of a young black child. That is kneeling on the ground. These are things that's happening in 2017. These folks never got over Barack Obama being president, and it only incensed them because they felt that something was being taken away from them, that they were being displaced. And they didn't even see the fact that he was more in their favor and to their agenda and to their way of life and to the American spirit and everything that they espoused. Obama espoused. Obama never did nothing for black people that would cause warrant for Caucasians to feel threatened and to feel that they're losing their land and their place. He sided more with them in their way of life and their behavior. He went into the same type of war. He embraced the same type of way of life, the homosexuality, the feminism, the injustices that happened under his watch. He didn't do anything to stop that. But yet, just because the color of his skin, they could not see him being an ally of theirs rather than an enemy of theirs. And so this is the deception that Satan has on them. So in this day and time, we deal with, and then another big issue is the flag. Colin Kaepernick protesting the injustices in America that need to be protested. It needs to be eradicated with these police shooting unarmed black men at the quick, in such a quick way that their first action to the presence of a black man is to shoot him with to use lethal force, should I say. They don't think about tasers or any other method. Their first train of thought is to kill them. So with all these videos showing these police officers killing these black men that don't pose a threat to them, like Caucasian citizens pose a threat to them, because we've seen videos where you have police reasoning and trying to de-escalate a Caucasian that has a gun and is threatening them. I've seen a video where a Caucasian citizen was chasing the police. He did everything to preserve that man's life because he sees it perhaps as one of his own. But when it comes to black people, they had no tolerance, they had no temperance, they have no love, they have no mercy. It's strictly death. You got to be very careful. And then they will lie. I seen a video this morning where police came and they had this brother. They stopped and they put his gun on him, pulled their guns on him and everything. And once they apprehended him and all, their narrative was totally different than what you see. And the spirit of lying that is on these police officers, that are on this politicians that are in the courts, that are with the jurors, that is all worked together as a people. They're Caucasians. Priority is self-preservation. It is what it is. And so to see this, and it's right before our eyes, and Donald Trump just brought pride into it. They were ashamed to some degree, or it was undercover, but Donald Trump, it's the end thing now to hate black people, call them niggers, and say some of the most horrific things, do some of the most horrific things. You know, there's a black man hung in Mississippi. The list goes on. But the flag is a big debate right now. So I got to pull a scripture, if not more than one. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20, in 1 Corinthians, and it reads, "But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice," and the Gentiles are the Caucasian, European, Christian Americans, and Europeans, that in this day and time, just like the Gentiles, when Paul wrote this, were the Romans, were the Europeans. He went to the Gentiles, he went to Europe, so we have to stay consistent in who the Gentiles are predominantly in this day and time. They have not ceased. It is the European descendants, and for that matter, the Christian European, that Paul had preached the gospel to, and they accepted it, and then it evolved to what it is now under Christianity, which is, let me say this and make it clear, no mistake about it, Christianity is the religion of the Antichrist. It is the Antichrist religion, you know, and most Christians that are under the spell of Christianity are supporters. They are enablers. They are servants of Satan and this Antichrist system. This is why idolatry, this is why the worship of holidays, this is why the culture and the way of life is intermingled into what should be of God, and so that it takes the holiness out of it, it takes the righteousness. This is why these folks can have a seared conscience and think they're doing good when they're doing evil. They think that they're justified in killing. They think that they're justified in lying and cheating and discriminating and bringing hurt and harm and violence and destruction to people, grieving people, not only black people here in America, but spread abroad, Caucasians and all the nations of people of color, causing turmoil and destruction, and they think they're doing a good service. They're saying that they're doing it in the name of peace, but it's so much violence and it's so much chaos. They are deceived people. They are sociopaths. They are psychotic. They are delusional people. They are sick people. And so it says in this text, it says, "But I say the things that the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils." These wars where they're sacrificing the blood of these young men and women that they set for Americans to have freedom, that's a two-part life. For one, their sacrifices unto devils, the god of this world. For two, the freedoms that they are sacrificing for are eroding every day. They're not sacrificing for Americans' freedom, because if it was for Americans' freedom, then we wouldn't have the social issues that we have. If they were fighting for America as a nation, there wouldn't be an issue with capitalism and the beast that it is. It wouldn't be an issue with health care. It wouldn't be an issue with police brutality and injustices. It wouldn't be an issue of, the high cost of living, people being displaced that you can't even afford living now. It won't be where you won't have not only health insurance, but you won't have retirement. You know, it won't be where you may slave to your employers, you know, that you can't even enjoy your family life because it takes the husband and the wife to be away from the children, and then the children are inundated with everything that is ungodly. They're not fighting for the citizens. They're fighting for elite group. These folks are lying. And they sacrifice this for devils. And they tell this lie to pull the strings of people's emotions and make people think that these soldiers are over there fighting for them. But then while they're over there fighting and they've been fighting for so long, it is even now that white Americans, Caucasian Americans, are not even benefiting from the soldiers that are fighting over there. Only corporations, only the elite. But they deceive the people, and the people are deceived, such as the people are the leaders and vice versa. So they sacrifice these themselves to devils. And it says, sacrifice to devils. The things that the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. They're not doing it for God, because if they were going to sacrifice for God, there would be no violence, there would be no lies, there would be no stealing, there would be no sexual perversion. They would go in these lands and they would represent Yeshua the Messiah, and they would sit at a table and there would be peace. There would be justice. There would be the things of the essence of Yah. There would be love and mercy, and there would be grace. And it'd be righteousness and holiness. It wouldn't be the perversions. They sacrificing for devils. And they are demons. They are not servants of the Most High God. They are servants of Satan. They are children of the devil. So their sacrifice is not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. This is why I say, this is why I admonish, this is why it's imperative that Yah says in Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, come out of her, my people, come out of her. You can't have fellowship with devils. You can't get into their culture. You can't get into their manner of life and be saved. They are of the devil. You are of God. It is like night and day. It is righteous and evil. It is right and wrong. It is as simple as that. There's no gray areas in it. Come out of her, my people. What does it mean to come out of her? Come out of her culture. Come out of her religion. Come out of her politics. Come out of her way of life. Come out of her way of thinking. Come out of her entertainment. Come out of her pleasures. Come out of her sins. Be not partaking of her sins, because you're going to get the plagues of her sin. Her sin has demented her. Her sins have made her psychotic. Her sins, and I'm talking about the children of a man, I'm talking about America, but the ones in power, the leadership and the people, the Caucasian race of people in this nation and abroad. Her sins are not being able to discern between right and wrong, to not discern between what is natural and what's unnatural as a people. Come out of her sins. This is why she's a reprobated mind. And Yah turned her over to a reprobated mind because she believes the lie. So now she believes that what's evil is good. So yes, it's okay for a man to be with another man. It's okay to kill, when the scripture make it very clear, thou shalt not kill. It's okay to do the things that God don't want you to do. You're doing it in the interests of your nation. That is the kingdom of Satan. Primarily, America is the capital of the world in this. Come out of her. So we don't have fellowship with these devils. Not because the color of their skin, but the behavior, the ways that come from the color of that skin. And then, so we can say that if Caucasian, the race of people as a whole, are the devils, then all the other nationalities that support them and want to go along with them, then they the demons. So you got some black demons, you got some Hispanic demons, Chinese demons, every other nationality of people that want to be Americanized, that want to be Westernized, that believe in these so-called inalienable rights and freedoms that are given by men who are in bondage themselves. While they promise us liberty, as Peter would say, they themselves are in the bondage of sin. They're sexually perverted. They're liars, they're murderers, they're thieves, they are destroyers, they're ungodly. You look at some of the politicians now, we're dealing with the lowest of the low in this damn time, because the time is at the end, the times of the Gentiles are at its end. You're dealing with the residue now. You're dealing with the waste. That's why you can get a Donald Trump. And so then at verse 21, it says, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the tables of devils. And that's what happened with our people, black people. This is part of why we in the state that we're in now, Yah's chastening us. Because even with Barack Obama, black people was his strongest supporter. Even when this man blatantly defied God and making it right, a law that a man can marry another man. Now, you black Christians, y'all, the Bible belongs to you. You say you believe in Yeshua, you call him Jesus, and you believe this word of God, and then when you got a man that defies this word of God and you still support him, most of the pastors and most of the parishioners, and they turn a blind eye This is why I said earlier that Trump is going to be a chastisement for black people. Trump is going to be a chastisement for black people. But woe be when God finished chastising his people for their blind support of Barack Obama and betraying God. Woe be to America, white America, and Europe for that matter, as the world. Woe, but primarily the Spirit has me focused on America, that woe be to America. She going to pay for her sins. But Yah is going to use her. So these races are coming out. They're going to chastise my people. My people have betrayed God when Obama came into being, and they ignored all the unrighteousness, not only the homosexuality or the sodomy that he was supportive of, but continue on the violence. Look what he did to Libya and Muammar Gaddafi. Look what he did in Syria. Look at Yemen. Continued on what George Bush established. And they gave him blind support. And they loved and adored him more than their God, just because the man had their complexion of skin. And once again, it's about the spirit that Yah placed in us more than anything. So if you got a spirit that is contrary to the spirit of Yah, then you are an enemy. And they didn't see that. And they were deceived by another Antichrist. So, but we can't be in the Lord, be in Yeshua, and then be in the God of this world, be amongst the Lord of flies. So our Hebrew people should have never, listen to this, because we're talking about the things the Gentiles sacrifice. So they adore their flag and they adore their national anthem. Saints, listen. Our Hebrew people should have never pledged allegiance to a flag. Never. Why? That's an inanimate object. That is idolatrous to us. That is idolatry. Our allegiance is to our God, the God of the Hebrews and his son Yeshua. That's where our allegiance. So we shouldn't even be having a debate, an argument about the flag. The man is dealing with the issue. Colin Kaepernick is dealing with the issue of racial injustices. Donald Trump and those cunning, crafty devils of politics of the Caucasian people, they're very skilled in twisting things. They're very skilled in creating and instigating in order to have a pretext to do their evil. This is why they can say that, you know, they can use North Korea and weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons that they're trying to obtain. They can use Saddam Hussein and chemical weapons when they lied on him. They create these situations in order to justify them doing evil. These happenings in this world are carefully thought out and planned, even in the black communities, to put the guns and put the drugs in the black communities and then be able to come around and say that we have to rid this community of the crime element. So we have to police hard. We have to arrest them. You know, we have to, a strong hand to do the community good, to do America good for the peace and safety of Americans. This government is the number one terrorist organization. This United States government, hear me, it is the terrorist above all terrorists. It even establishes the terrorists that they brand, and so that the terrorists that they brand can fit their agenda in order that they can go into these nations and do their evil, because they have an insatiable appetite. They are greedy, and the only thing on their mind is violence and instability. It's just amazing or astounding how they go into these countries and destabilize these countries. Saddam Hussein never said he was a believer in Yeshua. He never made himself to be some moral high ground. American officials do that. Our government, our presidents, our legislators, our, you know, our congressmen and senators. America is the one in the most hypocritical state that judge and point the fingers at others when she does the same thing. The self-righteousness about Caucasian is astounding, too. I mean, Satan got a grip on their mind, and that's what I'm saying. These people are cursed beyond imagination. They have no idea of the danger, the impending danger that is without mercy, that is coming upon them. They don't know that the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh that they have embraced have made them deranged. It has made them demented. It has made them psychotic. It has made them sociopathic. It has made them to where they're delusional. Satan can send them a thought and make them believe a lie and reject the truth. And they don't understand how close they are to their father, the devil, because he was a murderer and a liar. And if you're murdering and you're lying, if you're stealing, killing, and destroying in the capacity that they are in and abusing their power, dominion, and authority, then you are a child of the devil. If there was another people that was as effective and successful as you in doing these evils in the world, I would say the same thing about them. It's not about being racist in your skin color. It has nothing to do with that. People open their eyes. They can see who the devil is and his children, his offsprings, and it just so happened to be the people that do the deeds of the devil with the power and authority that is vested in them. The lies. So Colin Kaepernick and protesting the flag, and then they get into it. When I seen them owners kneel with those players, I knew then, I said to myself, that can't be trusted. I knew then, Jerry Jones and whoever else. You got to understand the devil. His M.O. don't change, no more than the spots on a leopard or the stripes on a tiger can change. It doesn't change, and so they're going to do the same thing. And the thing that's hurtful for them is that they can't do good. It's not in their nature. So when they come up with all these great ideals, you know, when you read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, when you read or even listen to the things that these founding fathers and even these current descendants of those foul fathers of this nation have said, and just the ideal of America. It is a great ideal. It is a concept taken, stolen from the scriptures, the Jews, the Hebrew people scriptures, this Bible. It is a concept stolen from them. It is a concept stolen from them. But see, they don't have the character. They don't have the means to execute what Yah is going to bring to pass. So they stole his ideal, but being under the influence of the God of this world and making themselves to be God, they didn't have the righteousness. They don't have the righteousness. They don't have the holiness. They don't have the godliness to bring to pass what God is going to bring to pass when Yeshua, the Messiah, reigns on this earth. So they are once again, a deranged people. When they speak of evil, they're not able to do it. Every time they think to do good, and to at least it comes out of their mouth, their actions show differently. They are sick people, and they're sick because they don't want healing from Yah and through his son Yeshua, because you got to submit, you got to humble yourself, you got to give up some things, and they don't want to give up those things that they are built on. They don't want to give up the lies and what they acquire from violence, because see, then if they're going to be healed, they got to give America back to who America belongs to. They got to make recompense to God's people, the Hebrew people here in America. They can't do that. They got too much vested. So therefore, their injury, their insult, their sickness is perpetual. Because in order to be healed by Yeshua, you got to repent. You got to be reconciled. You got to restore. You got to give back when you come into Yeshua. You got to give Yah what belongs to him that you've stolen and his people. You got to admit, you got to confess. This is why as a nation of people, they can't be healed because they got too much vested now. They have to give it up. They have to give up their right, their white privilege. They have to give up their white supremacy. They have to give up their white power. And it makes them vulnerable. They're paranoid people. And they don't want to trust Yah. Every other nation of people got to trust Yah against this oppressor who is most vicious, who is most vile, who is very violent. We got to trust Yah in the hands of our oppressors. They don't want to be in this position that we're in. Caucasians can't handle the least what people of color handle. As I say, they're very thin skin. That's naturally, and then just as a characteristic about them as a people, they can't go through what they put other people through. This is why they're so quick to commit suicide and do mass murders. They can't handle the issues of life that they instigate and that they create. And people of color, particularly black people, are still here and thriving through. They can't handle it. They lose a job. They lose money. They lose everything. They lose their mind. They got so much vested into this heaven of theirs. They created their own heaven. They're not concerned about Yah's kingdom to come, kingdom of heaven to come. Satan created his own kingdom of heaven, but it's really a kingdom of hell. But for the unrighteous, this is heaven for them. For the ungodly, this is heaven on earth. For the Caucasian people, this is their heaven on earth. As much hell as it is to other people, this is their heaven on earth, to have your fill of pleasure, perversion, everything that's ungodly. You can do what you will. They can do what they will. They don't have to answer to anyone. They make the laws, and they tweak them according to how they want to feel and what they want to get by on. This is what they do. And can't nobody bring them into subjection. They put sanctions on other nations, North Korea, Russia, China. They invade other nations. But when other nations attempt to do the evil that they're doing, they're so hypocritical that they begin to not only point fingers, but do extrajudicial things and, like I said, sanctioning and, you know, punitive measures against these other nations, and they do the same thing. They mad at Russia, for example, with Crimea. But look what they did to Iraq. They're in Syria now illegally, unlawfully, invading a sovereign nation, setting up their base and camp. So this man is, once again, his mind is so gone in the fact of the self-righteousness that it is astounding. And it's, the only remedy is Yah to destroy them and to not show them mercy. And I'm talking about Christian Caucasian men primarily. The women and children come behind that. But it is the men that are the servants of Satan. They are the sons of Satan. That male Christian man, the conservative in this nation, or I shouldn't even use political terms, just the male Christian, on one side or another, they are doing a service of the devil. And it's sad because they don't know the danger that they're in. And their paranoia and their fear is unwarranted, such that they become reckless because they're delusional. They're psychotic. It's sad. So we don't pledge no allegiance to no flag. And that national anthem was not written for us. You have to understand that the slavery injustices and all these killings and police, even wear a flag lapels on their uniforms and all else. They swear and give an oath by the flag, and yet they still commit atrocities against our people. That flag don't mean nothing to us what it means to Caucasian. So they sacrifice unto devils, they pledge and make oaths unto devils, that's their thing. We shouldn't be involved in that. And certainly stand and honor and worship that flag like Caucasian. It means everything to them. We have not, nor have Yah allowed us to be accepted into that. When our people go into that, they have to force themselves into it. But Yah made a way that we shouldn't even, he made it difficult for us to be in it because he don't want us to receive of their plagues. So while they out of their minds, and all, you look in our communities, our people out of our minds. You know, while they have hatred towards us, we receive of their plagues. Now we got hatred towards us as a people. We hate our own people. You know, so these scriptures are very real because Yah is very real. His word is real. It gets no more real than this. It is honest. It is true. But he has told us, and I'll read it in closing. Revelation 18:4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins and that you receive not of her plagues. Her sins have rendered her mentally ill, psychotic, sociopath, psychopath, delusional. Her sins have rendered her violent, rendered her abominable. Her sins, so the plagues are the result of sin, but she has not had enough sense. And when I say she, I'm talking about Americans, and particularly Caucasian males. They have not come to their senses that they are in error, so they're more prideful in such a way that Donald Trump, make America great again, don't even believe that he has to say that he's sorry or that he has to repent to God because he hasn't done anything wrong. This is the mentality of these people. And so in this, we have a state of emergency in America. All my people got to do is weather the storm and seek their God. And he's a deliverer, and he's faithful, and he's true. God is going to deliver Israel, and I'm talking about true Israel, his people here in America, the Hebrews. He's going to deliver them. All this injustice, and all the children, are these folks coming out, calling their classmate niggers and making videos. I've seen videos of cheerleaders saying nigger, nigger, niggers, F-word niggers and this and that. And another story in closing, I see where the CIA, the chief of the CIA, as if they haven't done enough wickedness and evil upon the earth, this chief says that his agency, the CIA chief, says the agency is going to become more vicious. You talk about an agency with such a horrific, dark history getting worse. Talk about a beast in a man's body. These are Caucasian men in power. You know, a woman taking dog cells and intravenously putting it in her cells and manipulating her breast to pump breast milk and so she can breastfeed a dog. This is the demented, this is the sickness of the minds of these people you're dealing with, and they're over you. And this is why I say they are very vicious, a very vile, a very violent people. But God is trying to call his people to come out of her, and he was speedily deliver and help. So for all my live streamers, until next time, may the Lord continue to richly bless us in his love, mercy, and grace unto salvation above all else. We got to take advantage of the mercy and grace of Yah and use it for its intended purpose, which is to save our soul. We got to reconcile. We got to repent. We got to reconcile. We got to be restored unto our God. Come on, y'all. We got to do it. There's not much time left. Take care, loved one.